Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the A New Day Show. This is Diana, your host, and I am telling you, you better fasten your seatbelt. It will be a rough, productive ride this morning. It is a gorgeous morning here in Connecticut. And we'll be hearing from none other than the guru of releasing your brilliance, Mr. Simon T. Bailey himself. So I tell you, if you have not yet grabbed your pen on your pad, I want you to just run and do that now. Get your favorite beverage so you don't need to leave and disturb the dialogue, because this is the segment for you. If you are holding on and you have not yet beginning to release your brilliance, we thank you for coming. I am just so excited about the segment today. I want to welcome the people in the chat room and to let you know that you can go ahead, type your questions, and I will read them. And also, I encourage you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And without any further delay, my distinguished honored guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room with me for a few minutes now, and I want to bring him on live. So, Simon, good morning and welcome to the A New Day Show.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's an honor and a privilege
to be in this conversation
with you, because I tell you, if there was ever a dream guest to be on the show, a show that deals with the inspiration, the information, the education, and also the empowerment of entrepreneurs, if there was ever a dream guest that fit this slot, sir, it's you. And I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to invest in my vision and into the vision and purpose and calling of my listeners.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
Mr. Bailey, would you please just take a few moments and introduce yourself to the listeners? So for those people who have not heard of you and the work that you do, can just sit back, relax, let the hair down, and know what treat they're up for.
Well, thank you. Well, of course, you have stated my name is Simon T. Bailey, and I grew up in Buffalo, New York. My father actually immigrated to this country 50 years ago from Jamaica. And yeah. And my mom is from Florida, so I am a Jamaican.
And
pretty proud of it. 25 years ago, mom and dad loaded the family station wagon and drove me and my brother to Atlanta, Georgia, where they dropped me off at Morehouse College, and lived in Atlanta for a few years, and then eventually moved to Florida, went to work for the Disney Corporation, about 20 years of experience in the hospitality tourism industry. And seven of those years, brilliant years, was at Disney. And I left Disney about 8.5 years ago to go out on my own to now challenge and inspire people to release their brilliance. So my official title is I Am a Brillionaire. And I teach people how to build a bridge from their current reality to their brilliant future.
Amazing, wonderful, a brilliant, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So you see, listeners, I told you the truth. So now, you know what you have to look forward to. And if you would break the word brilliant down, how would you break that down for us, Simon?
Yeah, brilliant is really the marriage of understanding what your brilliance is and understanding what I would call your spiritual wealth. Mm-hmm. And so brilliance is your insight, it is your potential, it is your genius. So when you tap into that thing that makes you come alive, that is your it factor. That is the gifting, the talent, the thing that you have been put on earth to do. And when you do that, no one can do it better than you. And in fact, you shift gears and you don't chase money. Money begins to chase you because of the greater difference you're making in the world.
Amazing. And you know something? This is what helps us to harness our authenticity. Because I tell people all the time, and sometimes they raise their eyebrows when I say to them, I'm not concerned about the competition out there. My competition is my last performance, and what can I do to get as close to perfect with that last performance as I possibly can? And I hear what you're saying, that by becoming a brilliant and understanding the uniqueness that this presents one, you don't have to worry about the competition out there, because there's nobody, there's no other Simon T. Bailey, no matter how they try.
Right, right.
And there will never be.
Right. You are brilliant. And I often say every single day that I am brilliant. And
yes.
When you say that and you decide to own that, what you are really tapping into is the God it factor in you.
That's right.
So when you tap into that innate brilliance, and when people say, what does God look like, how would God do it, they just look at you operating your brilliance.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That is brilliant. That is brilliant. As a people, and when I say as a people, I am referring to black people, African American, or whatever label they choose to use on any given day. What are some of the hindrances, in your viewpoint, that is preventing us from really harnessing, embracing, and capitalizing on our brilliance?
Well, the opposite of brilliance, as I often define it, is ignorance and average thinking. So when I choose to ignore the potential that I have been given, then I choose to be defined by a system that labels me. When I understand that everything I need to succeed and to be brilliant is inside of me, I will no longer live in the land of average thinking or mediocrity. Mm-hmm. Because I recognize that when I operate in my potential, my talent, my gifting, my anointing, my ability, then literally I begin to live from the inside out. So mm-hmm. no matter what happens in the world, it cannot touch what's on the inside of me. So people have to overcome ignorance, and they have mm-hmm. to overcome average thinking. The third thing that people have to overcome is fear, because fear is the enemy of your faith in what you are supposed to believe in, and it's obviously believe in God, believe in the Word, believe in all those things that really you've been put on earth to do, and mm-hmm. fear is the gremlin, the gremlin of brilliance.
Right, right. It's amazing. Things, especially people who are very active in churches. What is around? I say to them, what does Kiwita be by four? He has already given you the vision. You created for a purpose. You need to begin to use what you have in order to get more. And this, I think, in fact, what you just said, until we begin to tap into and utilize the brilliance successful working in the brilliant purpose and calling that we were created for.
I think I'm getting every other word you're saying.
I wonder why.
Yeah, there's like some static on the line. I'm getting like every other word.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. I was saying, based on what you said, especially people who are so caught up in religion,
right? You're still fading in and out. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fading. You're still fading in and out.
Is that better?
Let's see. Sounds like you're in a little bit of a vacuum. Mm. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I am hearing you okay.
Okay, I can't hear you. I hear you faintly.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Perfect.
Okay. Yes. I was saying that oftentimes people who get caught up in religion versus spirituality
don't understand
about the importance of their brilliance, and they will oftentimes say, I'm waiting on the Lord, when the Lord has already created them with this brilliant vision,
right?
And they are sitting around without taking the first step.
Wow. Amazing.
And
amazing.
I think unless we take that first step, he's not going to give us more. So
right.
I think we need to begin to use what we have.
Yes.
And build on that in order for more brilliance to be released.
Yes. Totally agree.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So as entrepreneurs, if you would take us back to basic, are some of the things that we need to begin to do to release our brilliance?
Sure.
Simon.
Well, certainly in this economy and everything that's happening from a global perspective, let me start globally, and then I'll break it down and help us think in the United States, and then
mm-hmm.
help us think globally. Right now, all of the economists, venture capitalists, talk about the BRICA nations: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Africa. Brazil has the largest fifth gross domestic product in the world. Brazil is hosting the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympics in 2016. Brazil really feel its time has come, and Brazil is rich in natural resources such as oil. So Brazil is really positioning itself to own the world stage in its own way, and that's why a lot of money is flowing that way.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is investing billions of dollars in science and technology to position itself, but Russia has some inherent problems that they have to deal with just as it relates to their development of their people long term, to create more productivity. India right now is building 1,500 schools per year over the next decade. 1,500 schools to begin to eradicate some of the illiteracy. As you know, an Indian engineer will have a dual degree, and what we would charge an engineer, or what an engineer would be paid here in the United States, $60,000 a year, an Indian engineer is willing to do it for $15,000. So you have a lot of companies that are outsourcing over to India, and we wonder why. China, back in the 15th to 18th century, China was a superpower. China right now feels its time has come, and China has moved almost 300 to 400 million people above the poverty level within the last decade. Africa right now, over 400 million people in Africa are under the age of 24. So what that means, as people begin to think about, as entrepreneurs begin to think about, where's the next opportunity, you must think global but act local. You must think about, with the internet and everything, all of what has prevented us from working quicker, faster, exporting, importing, those walls have been taken down, and there is no reason why you cannot begin to work globally with other entities. So you must begin to think bigger than the zip code you live in. Now, let's bring that down to the United States. There, according to the last census, there is over 310 million people that live in the United States. When you look at the 310 million people that live in the United States, there are about 130 million or so that are in the workforce, okay? Now, when you go even deeper than that, here is the big statistic that people need to be aware of, especially entrepreneurs. 90% of the business revenue that's generated by businesses, small businesses, is controlled by 16% of the business owners, 16%. That leaves the 84% of business owners to chase after what's left over, the other 3%. So the question then becomes, how does the 16% that controls the 97% of business revenue, how do they think? First of all, they think differently, number one. They are always looking for ways to say, how do we take it to the next level? How do we begin to challenge ourselves? And it starts with learning. Let me give you an example. I was talking with a client the other day, and she had some frustration with one of her employees. And she asked her employee to do a specific thing, and she said, you should know how to do this. You've been here for 21 years. And the employee said to her, you're the first person that has asked me to think in 7 years. Okay?
Wow.
Now, that's very important, because what's happening in this economy, no longer are we it's based on just going to work and having a job. Being at a place for 30 years is gone. At the most tenure people will have in a place of business is 2 to 5 years. What does that mean to an entrepreneur? The people that you dealt with 5 years ago are probably gone. They've probably shifted. They've probably moved around. What are you doing to shift your business and think differently? Think like your customer. What is their greatest need? So that's the first thing entrepreneurs have to do. Number two, entrepreneurs have to begin to answer the question, why me, why now? Why should anybody do business with me, and what is it that I am bringing to the marketplace that differentiates me? Because here's the reason. In the future, you will be paid for the problems you solve and the solutions you find, not just the product or service that you offer. If you only offer a product or service, you will always compete on price because you're seen as a commodity. But when you offer something different, all of a sudden people beat a path to your door and they want what you have. Now, this is a pretty big example, but I think it'll make the point. When you think about why in the world, when the iPad came on the market, or the iPhone came on the market, or the iPod came on the market, why did people camp out the night before to be the first in line to buy it? It's because they wanted the right to say that they owned it, and Apple, as a brand and as a company, has created a wow factor and has created a raving factor where people want what they have. Now that the iPad has been out well over a year, now according to research, there will be over 100 tablets on the market by the end of the year. So as soon as you think you've created something and no one else has it, someone is already out in the market looking to disrupt what you've done. So you've got to answer the question, why me, why now, what's my point of differentiation?
Wonderful. So as you, I like how you broke it down globally and then you brought it locally. And I like how you say we need to think outside of the zip code we live in. Because as I network, I oftentimes hear entrepreneurs who do not have a website and they don't see the need for it. And I oftentimes say, we are living in a global world, because this conversation that's taking place now between you and I, we are utilizing the internet to do so. And, you know, while you were waiting in the green room, we went over a dialogue about the span of the listenership. And a lot of entrepreneurs, Simon, are closing shop for the simple reason that they are not thinking globally, they are not answering the two most important questions that entrepreneurs need to answer, as you so eloquently stated here, why me and why now? Because if we begin to answer just those two questions, we will be ahead of the game. The other thing I like here is the data that you have provided us to. And success as an entrepreneur depend on the knowledge that we keep acquiring and the information that we keep gathering. So we got to research and know what's out there, because 84% is still enough for all of us.
Yes.
There is still enough business out there. But unless we know where the business is, we will not be able to carve out our portion of that 84% of the revenue that is still there.
Yes. And where so many community organizations must begin to get involved is helping people reinvent. The most important word people can think about right now, from now to the end of the year, going into the next year, is reinvention, realignment, reemerging, just a total overhaul of what you've always done to stay on the cutting edge. Because if you don't, you will cease to be relevant in the days to come. So individuals that do not have a website, they are operating with a dinosaur mindset. Because the whole world is shifting. I mean, really, you don't have a website, you don't have an email address, and you call yourself in business. That's the thing. How can you be found if people don't know who you are? Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody say to me not too long ago that they were fine not having a website because most of their business is referral. Okay, that's great. Well,
that's
if you
good.
Want to just have just a portion of your business and you're fine with that, that's okay. But what will happen in the days and weeks and months to come, individuals that do have a website and create personal high-touch experiences, those are the individuals that people will begin to talk about through social media and begin to buzz about, and all of a sudden they will steal your market share, all because you weren't on the web and nobody knew who you were.
That's right. That is the truth. That is the truth, because one of the other things that entrepreneurs get hooked on is that, oh, I don't have the money to do that. And I'm saying we need to sacrifice for our advancement and our development. There are certain things that becomes priority when we are entrepreneurs. And visibility is one of those things, because even when we are asleep, with a website, other people in other parts of the world, they are reading and getting to know who you are and can start to engage our services or purchase our products. So it doesn't matter, you know, whether we're going to start with a small site and then step it up as we improve, but that is a must. That is a must. If you'll just give me a minute, I want to welcome guest 3050 to the room. Let us know if you have a question. You can either do so by calling in, and the number to call is 646-915-8166. And for those who are listening, you can go straight ahead and call in. The number again is 646-915-8166. I will accommodate your questions, and I'm in dialogue with the brilliant Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Yes, back to you, Simon.
Yes. I really believe the case for brilliance is right here, right now. We have moved over the last 100 years from an industrial age, from an agricultural age, where people earned by what they planted in the ground. Then we moved into an industrial age where things were built and manufactured. Then we shifted into the knowledge age with the first microprocessor coming on the market in the 1970s. And now we have moved again, according to many futurists and economists out there, we've moved into what some are calling the shift age, and I'm calling it the brilliance age, the age of brilliance, where literally you can plan a vacation from your computer and never talk to a travel agent, never talk to anyone, and print your boarding pass and show up at the airport and get on a plane and not having talked to a soul. Because in the age of brilliance, we live in the do-it-yourself generation, the do-it-yourself mindset. So that's why you see the explosion of Home Depot and Lowe's and Michael's and all these different places where you can go and do it yourself. So one of the things entrepreneurs must begin to think about, if I have an idea, if I have a thought, how do I introduce it into the marketplace where it causes a disruption, but it also meets a need and it exceeds expectation? And how do people begin to connect with that? Just the other day I was observing on television, I don't have a lot of time for television, but someone came up with the idea of a mat or for pets that you put in the back of your car. So if people like to take their pets with them, you know, the pets might mess up the back seat. Mm-hmm. So now they've created this mat that all you do is you just open it, you hook it on to a couple of things, and mm-hmm. the pet can actually sit in your car, and if they do their business or whatever, it won't mess mm-hmm. up the car because it's all on the mat. Just a little idea, just a little something, because there's an explosion right now in products for pets, pet mm-hmm. motel, pet mm-hmm. daycare, you name it.
Pet spa.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's that idea that you have that's just a little twist on what might be an old idea, but mm-hmm. it's fresh, it's different, it's new, and it gets people talking?
Mm-hmm. You know, you said that, and the brilliant idea that came to my mind when you referred that is famous Amos's story.
Yes, yes.
What he did, he just took the Toll House cookie recipe, and he switched the margarine. He switched the butter for the margarine, and what made him a multi-billionaire? It's just that one thing. But unless we are, you know, harnessing and utilizing our brilliance, we'll sit around stewing and, you know, waiting for the right time, waiting for the money, waiting for the right support, you know, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on, and we have got it because we have our inside brilliance that we are refusing to unleash.
Wow.
If you are just joining the conversation, you are listening to Dynamic Daphne with the brilliant Simon T. Bailey of Releasing Your Brilliant Soul. Come on, light up the board. Let's hear from you. The number is 646-915-8166. Simon, if you would give new entrepreneur a checklist to begin the process of releasing their brilliance, what would this checklist look like?
There are five things that every entrepreneur should think about as it relates to releasing his or her brilliance. Number one, entrepreneurs must begin to identify what I would call high-impact habits. There is a difference between high-impact habits and low-impact habits. There's a difference between being busy and being effective. When you focus on the right habits will generate the results. So, for instance, if you have a person who says, I want to achieve, but they want to set the alarm clock and get up at 9 a.m., that is a person who's got to change a habit, because individuals that really are hungry to make a difference, they get up at 4 a.m. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of that is how you structure your day. So first thing you want to do, entrepreneurs, in creating a new habit is the moment you wake up, don't get on your laptop and or get on online and start reading all your emails, because you literally get sucked into a vortex and you wonder where the entire day goes. So you really have to start the day with meditation, prayer, reading something that inspires you. Structure your mind. And because the secret to releasing your brilliance is hidden in your daily routine. So how I start the day determines the day. So you must become very intentional about your habits. If you showed me how you use your time, I will tell you where you'll be 3 years from now. Because your time is your most precious asset. Your time and your energy, those are the assets that you have to protect. So number one, habits. Number two, you have to decide, are you selling a product or service, or do you intend to change the world? You have to think about, how do I change the world with what I'm bringing to market? And really think it through, get some feedback from others, because sometimes we can make a decision in a vacuum and think that, hey, this is great, we're going to run with it. But failure is not final. Failure is only feedback. And feedback is the breakfast of old brilliant one. So be thinking, if I intend to change the world, then I think I've got to put in the time to make sure that I am offering something that makes a difference long term. The third thing I want people to really, really think about as entrepreneurs is to be curious about everything. Eric Hoffer, noted philosopher, says that in times of change, the learners will inherit the earth, while the learned will find themselves beautifully equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. Individuals who are making a difference long-term are readers. Leaders are readers, and readers are leaders. Being curious about everything is knowing what is happening in my industry, in my field, in my area of expertise. And if you read 2 books a month in your core area of expertise, in 5 years, you would have read 120 books. That would put you in the top 1% in your field. So when you're curious about everything, you're constantly not just reading, but you're asking questions. Because if you believe in the Socratic method of learning, the more you ask a question, that question immerses you on a quest to discover your brilliance. And the more you launch onto that quest, answers begin to emerge, relationships, contacts, connections, doors open, a way is made, all because of curiosity, because you decided to get out of the zone of being comfortable and saying, how do I really become brilliant? The fourth thing you have to think about is investing in relationship capital. If you are going to go to the next level, sometimes you can have a 50 by 60 dream, but you associate with people who have 8 by 10 thinking. So you have to think about, how do I begin to associate and invest in relationships that pull me up, pull me forward, pull me through, and challenge my thinking, challenge how I see things, because those relationships will stretch you. You have to begin to do an assessment of your relationship portfolio. What relationships multiply, add, subtract, and divide your life? What relationships are assets? What relationships are liabilities? So when you invest in relationship capital, it's really saying, not what can I get from a relationship, that's a transaction. It's about what can I give to a relationship. Mm-hmm. And that creates trust, and that enables you to go to the next level. And then the fourth thing I would invite you to think about is a term that I coined in Release Your Brilliance, and that is upgrade your verbal software. Upgrade your verbal software.
Love it.
language is the software of the mind. There's almost 2 million words in the English language. When you do the deeper dive, there are 2,000 to 3,000 words that we use on an ongoing basis. If we were to drill down even deeper, there are 200 to 300 words that we all use on an ongoing basis. So when we look at those 200 to 300 words, those words speak to how you think about where you are. Words create your self-image, they create your self-outlook, and they create your future. So every word that you speak in the present travels into your future and waits for you. And when you show up in your future, you call it today, but everything that you did yesterday meets you in your future and says, welcome, we've been waiting for you. So when you intend to create the future and when you intend to release your brilliance and become a brilliantaire, you have to begin to say, is it time for an upgrade of my verbal software? Because sometimes you can speak words that cause your system to run slower than it should be. It's not operating at the optimal pace, because sometimes you can use words that become the virus that slow you down. Or you can use words that don't push you into the future. And then even more importantly, those that work around you and those that work with you begin to pick up on your language and form a perception about you and about your business. So when you speak well of yourself, when you speak well of your industry, when you begin to take control of creating the future, then you are releasing your brilliance from the inside out.
Wow. You know, Simon, I mentioned while we were in the green room, I mentioned to you that we had the homecoming service yesterday of for a friend of mine. And all the people who spoke of Professor Clive Brown yesterday mentioned about the command of the English language that he maintain and uphold each day. He was an economist, he was a financier, he was an accountant and all of that. Yet, he utilized the English language. And as I listened to you speak now, I said, my heavens, I wish Clive was here to listen to this segment, because he was someone that I've known for over 50 years who upgraded each and every day his verbal software.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for that terminology, because I've never heard it before. And it's a shame to know how many people in this life do not own a library card where they can go and get a tape or a book for free,
mm-hmm,
that they can keep reading. And this is important, because what we put on the inside is going to be dependent on what we put out. So I tell you, if we had to end this conversation right now, what people have gotten already is so valuable to them. Just so valuable.
Mm.
It is just so amazing. It is just so amazing, because it's the little things, because people spend so much of their waking moments watching the person in the next cubicle or the person down the road or, you know, up the street, instead of looking and say, what do I need to do for my improvement? You know, how can I keep to build myself up and to lift myself up? And now, Simon, now I see why you are a billionaire. Because you have spent the time to find out what it took for you to release your brilliance. And now you are not holding back. You are helping the rest of the world to release their brilliance. And I want to just thank you for that commitment to the rest of us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to serve. And it's taken me a long time to get to this point. I wasn't always a billionaire. And in fact, if the truth be told, I was a person who struggled with self-esteem and confidence issues. And a lot of those struggles had to deal with me believing that I didn't have what it took. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered is that it's not who you are that holds you back, it's who you think you're not that holds you back. And because life and society and different things continue to reinforce who you are not instead of who you are. And I believe my purpose for the time I'm here on earth as a billionaire is to infuse people with understanding who they are and how do they break the sound barrier. And that's a very important term and concept, break the sound barrier, because if you're going to release your brilliance and become a billionaire, you've got to break the sound barrier over your life. And when you break the sound barrier, literally, once you are in orbit, it becomes effortless living.
Simon, I must tell you, this last statement here it brought tears to my eyes, because it is so true. So many of us wake up each and every day for our entire life, hear society telling us what we are and what we can and cannot do. And some people get hooked into that, and they die and leave this world without their music being told, their brilliance not being released, and the dream and purpose that they came on this earth for. They left this earth without anyone experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And all we need to do is to step out boldly and go search and seek. Because, you know, I remember years ago, I too am from Jamaica. And I remember years ago, I was at a meeting at one of the local hotels here in Connecticut. And this gentleman asked me what I did. And I was so excited when he asked me, because, you know, I told him I am on a mission to change the world by transforming one life at a time. And he began laughing hysterically. And I wait for him to catch his breath, and I ask him what was so funny about what I said. And he said to me, "Simon, with your accent, how do you plan on doing that?" And I simply say to him, "Just watch me."
Mm.
And I must say, I am still a work in progress.
Sure.
But
sure.
I'm proud to tell the rest of the world that I do have a local cable TV show. And I've had that for going 8 years now.
Mm.
And I have this blog talk radio show. And Simon, I'm proud to tell you that gentleman has sent me emails and he has called me asking me for an opportunity for him to present his services on my show to my listeners.
Wow.
And of course I've said yes.
Sure.
Because,
sure,
you know,
sure.
I doubt if he recalled what he told me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because he couldn't see beyond my Jamaican accent.
Mm-hmm.
And my Jamaican accent does not define who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does not.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, it helps people to see the sunny side of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to build on my authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't get in my way at all. So When I hear you talk about investing in your verbal software and in upgrading your verbal software, you know, in investing in the relationship capital, it is so important, because if you put the right investment in your relationship capital,
mm-hmm.
then you will see and understand the importance of your intellectual capital. That sets you apart from the general public.
Yes.
And you will not go around thinking that somebody owes you something, because nobody owes us anything. We have on the inside of us everything that we need to
we
do what we want.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We do. Yes, we do.
I want to remind people to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And you are listening to the Brilliant-aire, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Simon,
yes.
While I wait to come up, I don't know if there's any question you have in your heart that you was hoping I would have asked and I have not yet asked that you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the questions that I often am asked is, what happens if a person doesn't release his or her brilliance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the way I would best answer that is really in the words of Dr. Miles Monroe, mm-hmm. is the greatest tragedy in life is not death. The greatest tragedy in life is to be alive and not know why. And there are a number of people who wake up every single day, the lights are on, but nobody's at home, and they haven't tapped into that brilliance. They haven't tapped into the why am I here? And when you tap into the why am I here, it then leads you into what can I do? And when you then move into the what can I do, then it automatically pushes you into the where am I going. But if you don't know where I'm going, and if you don't know what I can do, then you will never answer why am I here. So then what happens is people just kind of exist, and they're going through the motions. The lights are on. Nobody's at home. They're just kind of there. And mm-hmm. and people who take the time to be intentional about their destiny and their brilliance, they will answer those questions. So not answering the question or not really finding out what your brilliance is it's kind of like the person who died and a person said, did you know so-and-so died? And they said no, because they were having such a little impact
mm-hmm.
on everyone. But
right.
individuals who are making a difference, when that person dies, you're like, oh, my goodness, really? You're kidding me. When? Where did they go? What did they do? How are they? You know.
And yes, so, and it's too soon. I mean, they would die 90 years old, and people say, "Oh, he was too young for him to go." You know,
yes.
because it leaves a void in the society. It leaves a void in the community because that person had an impact on the community. I want to be respectful of your time, Simon, and
yes.
You have just 13 minutes remaining. So before I ask you to please summarize our conversation, I would like for you to take this opportunity and let people know some of the services or as many of the services that you offer and want them to know about it and how they can get in touch with you, please. And then I would ask you to just summarize our conversation.
Sure. Well, thank you again for this opportunity. There are three ways that we serve people around the world. Number one, we serve people through our website, simontbailey.com. Please go and sign up, become a member of the Brilliant-aires Club. It's absolutely free. We engage people in connecting with other Brilliant-aires who are releasing their brilliance around the world. So would love to have you. You can also sign up for our blog while you're there. Then you can go to Amazon.com and get our book, Release Your Brilliance. And you can also just put in my name, Simon T. Bailey, and the book, and really all of our books will come up. We've written 6 books, and certainly would love to have you experience that and pass it on. And then the other thing that we do is we speak to corporations, organizations, civic groups, churches. So if you'd be interested in having me come and speak to your organization or any of the individuals that relate to me, just to go on our website, simontbailey.com, and click on any of the tabs. There's a contact screen there where you can just fill in your information and send us an email, and we'll follow up with you. And certainly it would be a pleasure to serve you.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And what are some of the things that you want us to just keep in the forefront of our mind? I mean, you have given us so much wonderful, wonderful information, but just to summarize it, please, and for us,
well,
this conversation.
If I had to summarize Release Your Brilliance, the first thing I would say is releasing your brilliance is really understanding when you develop an appetite for the spectacular. you no longer settle for the crumbs of the ordinary.
Mm.
So work on that appetite for what is available to you instead of what is given to you. The second thing is, if you do not define who you are in a system, you will be defined by the system. So you must be very specific as to who you are and the value that you bring to the marketplace. The third thing is, when you decide to find your inner trampoline, you will jump into your future. So what is that inner trampoline in you that will cause you to leap forward and to leap into your destiny? Those are the things, I believe, that move you towards releasing your brilliance.
Yet you still have more time. I'm telling you. This is just, oh my God. I'm just so.
Here's what I'll do. Because the other question I often get is, people say, "So Simon, are there any results from your work?" Because that's what people really want to know. Is this motivational hype? Is this New Age cycle babble? You know, does this stuff really work? Is it just kind of like out there in the ether, you know? And I'm happy to report that there have been people all over the world, from South Africa to Paris to all throughout the Caribbean, obviously the United States where I live, who the moment they have read Release Your Brilliance or have somehow come across Release Your Brilliance and they've implemented, and I emphasize the word implement and execute, the best hand that will feed you is the one at the end of your wrist. So you have got to get up and do something. So we've had people who have quit their jobs. They've literally fired themselves from their jobs, have opened up businesses. We've had people who've had an attitude adjustment in their current place of business and have got on a good track. We've had people who have been laid off, who have not found a job in 2 years, who have been discouraged, but somehow Release Your Brilliance has seen them through and has kept them encouraged, not discouraged. We've had people who have come up with witty inventions. One lady got a hold of Release Your Brilliance, created a product, and now her product is offered in all the Whole Foods. And she started out on the West Coast, so very, very excited about some of the phenomenal things that's happened in her world. And we continue to hear from people who want to become brilliantaires and who are saying, I am tired of mediocrity. I want to step into my brilliance. And so we are very, very excited that God would allow us to be on earth at this time and help people think about releasing their brilliance.
Well, I am just so thankful that God has allowed me to be on this earth at this time with Simon T. Bailey, because this is a blessing for me to really be in your company and to be under to be a student of yours that will help me to release my brilliance. I just admire your work. And now I'm going to get more involved in your work, because I don't think I have scratched the surface yet of all the brilliance that I have to release. So please don't be tired of me when I come knocking at the door. I want to thank you for being a role model to us as entrepreneurs, and to let us understand that there is no lid on us.
Yes.
Only lid that's there is the lid that we impose on ourselves.
That's it. Yep, that's it.
Sure. And I just pray for your continued success and long life, and just to ask you to continue to touch the world, and to just continue to make a difference and help each and every one of us to unleash our brilliance.
All right, for sure. So, thank you.
And I just ask that, please, would you please come back to us?
Absolutely, would be happy to come back.
So I just want to thank you so much, Simon, and I will be in touch with you. Continue blessing, continue doing God's work. And I'm so glad that you're a Jamaican brother. So I'm so excited that you took the time out to be with us this morning, and I don't know why people didn't call him, but that's all right. There is so much that they're going to get from the archive. You can go ahead at the end of today. You can just send the link out to your network, and people will be able to download this phenomenal conversation that we had this morning, and they will be now in a position to upgrade their verbal software, and they're going to be acquiring so much knowledge from here that will propel them out of the mediocrity mode, because each and every one is created for greatness, and becoming a billionaire is what will help us to do that. So I respect your work, sir, and I will continue to be a supporter and someone that utilizes your work so that I too can become a billionaire.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Simon, and okay. I will be speaking with you soon.
All right.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Oh, what an amazing conversation. Oh, what? Now we see why Simon T. Bailey is referred to as the billionaire. He is a brilliant gentleman, and he just knows everything off the back of his hand. He just know it. It just roll off his tongue. And as you heard him mention, he was never always like that. He kept on working on himself. And each of us have brilliance in ourselves that we can release, unleash, and utilize, and which will help the world to be a better place. I was so excited when he mentioned about Mom, Dr. Miles Monroe, and you all know I don't have to go over that again to let you all know how much I admire his work. And the guests are coming in. I want to welcome guests 37, 35, 37, 79, 3, 7, 8, 4, 9, 3, 9, 2. Sorry you missed the live conversation with Simon T. Bailey, but please visit the archive and it will be there as soon as the show is finished. What a conversation. What a conversation. You know, amazing, amazing, amazing information. He gave us great data and what the economy looks like globally. He mentioned about Brazil, what's happening in Brazil. He also mentioned about what's happening in Russia, India, China, and Africa. And he, Simon also mentioned what are some of the reasons why so many businesses in America are outsourcing to other countries, mainly Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Africa. He also mentioned about the 310 billion people living in the U.S. and the 90% of the business revenue is controlled, as Simon told us this morning, by 16%. So there is still 84% out there, enough for you and I to harness and get our business. There are two important questions that Simon suggests that each entrepreneur ask. Why me and why now? And if we can answer those two questions, then we are on our way to becoming successful. Simon also mentioned about the reinventing, realigning, and reemerging of us. We need to always create a raven factor. we must think differently as entrepreneurs. We are now in the shift age. We had gone through the knowledge age and the industrial age, and now we are in the age of do-it-yourself. He mentioned about why there has been a uprising in the Home Depots and the Lowe's and all those places, because people are now into the mode of doing it yourself. Simon mentioned also about the importance of investing in our relationship capital. We need to invest in relationships that will pull us through. We must invest in the right relationships. A lot of us are in the wrong relationships. We are in relationships where we are not adding any value and we are just looking to get something out of. So we must continue to focus on what we are bringing into the relationship. I tell you something, what an amazing segment this is. Break it down. Yes, the other thing he says too is that we must think and continue to break the sound barrier. We must think about continue breaking the sound barrier. A lot of times people are telling us what we can and cannot do. And those are the sound barriers that we need to break, because we know that we have within us the opportunity to break all those molds that we have been put in and all the limitations that we have been put in. So if you are there and you are listening and you are someone who have been touched or reinvented by using any of Simon's work, would you please call in? The number is 646-915-8166. Call in and let us hear from you about your admiration for Simon's work. And also, if you have been one of the people who have been working with any of his brilliant products, please call us and share with us some of the things that you have found out that you are taking advantage of out of Simon's work. So please let me hear from you. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guests 3807, 3824, 3837. If you are someone that have used Simon's work, call in or type in the chat room and tell me some of the benefits that you have gathered from there. He mentioned that you can get his work, all his books on Amazon.com. He also suggests that you go to his website and become a member of the Brillionaire Club. And his website is simontbailey.com. So let me hear from you if you're a follower, a fan of Simon T. Bailey's work. And just give me a call and let me know that what are some of the benefits that you are gathering from there. I want to spend the rest of the time here because I do not have a second guest coming in. But we are going to speak about some of the things that we can do to avoid the pitfalls in our life. And I'm pulling some information from the In Pursuit of Purpose and the section which deals with the perils of purpose. We need to know the purpose and comprehend its impact on life. May be very different experience. Understanding purpose and living within it requires insight beyond mere knowledge. Purpose from God's pursuit sees the end and not the beginning. Despair may enter our lives when the vision of our purpose and the reality of daily life don't match. Prolonged despair opens the door for idolatry. Annoyance that assume we know how and when God is going to work interferes with the accomplishment of purpose. Disobedience is always useful, is always wasteful, excuse me, and destructive. Doing good doesn't always equal to doing right. So those are some insights that we need to hold in our minds and to understand how to really harness our purpose and just get what is intended for us to get. Purpose and success. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very soul? Everybody, everywhere wants to be successful, but only a very few people succeed. Millions are driven, possessed, and preoccupied with this passion. They would sacrifice anything to be seen or accepted as successful. Success in today's world is usually defined by the superficial rewards glorified in the media. Wealth, power, fame, luxury, prestige, and recognition. Yet, few of us have a firm idea what it takes to be or feel successful. It is easy to pursue that a young corporate executive who rises to the top management position of a major corporation and or earns nearly $1 million a year is successful. But would the young man agree? That depends largely on the sacrifices he made to get to the top. The quality of his life outside work, and perhaps most significantly, his personal reason for pursuing his particular career. If the young man has a positive sense of direction that encompasses his whole life, not just his professional career or bank book, and if he understands why he wants what he wants, his accomplishments may give him genuine satisfaction, making him a success in his own eyes. If, however, he does not have his clarity of purpose, and especially if he has been struggling to live up to someone else's definition or success, be it that of a parent, a spouse, or perhaps society in general, he is likely to reach the top of his professional ladder, but wonder why he feels so dissatisfied and burnt out. And this statement, this section that I just read here, is one of the reasons why we need, it is important to do all the things that Simon mentioned in the first segment about releasing our brilliance. Because when we release our brilliance, there is no place for burnt out. None whatsoever. There will not be any burnt out and there will not be any dissatisfaction. Because once we operate in that space, we will be satisfied. In the end, he may realize that his identity was in an individual, as an individual, has been accompanied by the forces pushing him to attain career stardom. He has become trapped by the pressure to get ahead, and his life is out of balance. There are millions like this young executive who are striving daily after a prize they despise to accomplish a goal they personally hate. We as a society have confused success with fulfillment, accomplishment, and satisfaction, and achievement with peace. I believe it is essential for you and for me to look beyond the wonderful things material success can buy to the heavy price it can exact. You must question why you are so driven to succeed and why you have made the choices and sacrifices that have shaped your private and professional life thus far. Can you recall the personal goals that motivated you before external success became your life's ambition? Do you remember the origins of your assumption about success? After you have tracked the development of your personal definition of success, you must consider that what it means to be true to yourself. Few of us ever stop to develop a personal and meaningful definition of success that allows us to thrive as well as strive. Instead, we absorb or composite of largely superficial illusion from the media, parental demand, and peer pressure. In essence, success in our culture requires becoming whatever else tells you to be. It is assumed to almost as an afterthought that success by the world standard will magically include happiness, but this formula leaves little room for genuine personal fulfillment. Most people look at those who appear to be successful and think they would be fools to change their jobs or lifestyle. Even if they hate what they are doing, not surprisingly, life dominates day by day, year by year, and one step up the ladder after another by this quest for success becomes increasingly less satisfying and more anxious. Millions of people live in this critical point, trapped between external success and eternal collapse. This simple term, successes, is not as simple as we once thought. Success defined. What is success? By now, it must be obvious that the world is questioning the perception of success. Success has a little to do with what you accumulate, possess, or achieve. It has even less to do with other people's opinions and their assessment of you and your accomplishment. Success can only be defined by purpose and measured by obedience. The following statement supports this pessimist. Purpose is the original intent for the creator of a thing. It is the reason for its existence and the why behind the things, some things exist. Purpose is the assignment that is produced by the intent of the creator or manufacturer. Completion of the intent assigned is the fulfillment of the reason for existence. Being true to the original intent is the essence of obedience and the measure of faithfulness. The satisfaction and pleasure of the manufacturer when the product fulfills its intended purpose is the measure of success. Success is the fulfillment of the completion of the original intent for the creation or the production of a product. Success is obedience and purpose. Success is not what you have done compared to what others have done, but what you have done compared to what you were supposed to be. And I think we could add one more bullet here that says success is releasing your brilliance. Success is releasing your brilliance. The above statement should have success has more to do with being than doing. Being than doing. To be successful is to finish the original intent assignment, intended assignment, according to the plan and the specification of the Creator. Purpose is thus the key and the foundation of success. It is the only true source of fulfillment and the only accurate measurement of life. Therefore, success cannot be determined by the opinion of others about your action, but by the satisfaction of the one who gave you the assignment. You are not successful if everything says you are. You are not successful if you have done what others expect you to do. You are not successful if you receive accommodation and recognition from your peers or accolades from the masses. You are truly successful only if you have done what you were proposed to do. Purpose is doing, not a going thing. Doing, not doing a good thing, but the right thing. As the best is the enemy of the good. So the enemy of the right thing is a good thing. It is dangerous to do a good thing at the expense of the right thing. Yet, there are thousands of people, even in the church, who are busy doing good things that God neither told them to do nor purposed them, nor purpose for their lives. Many ministers are wearing themselves out pursuing ministry goals, projects, programs, and assignments that are not part of God's plan for them. They have adopted another man's vision or purpose as their personal standards for competition and comparison. I want to welcome guests 4231 to the chat. Simon T. Bailey, the Brillionaire, was in our first segment, and you can catch that in the archive and you can share that with others. If you are familiar with Simon's work, please feel free to call me at 646-915-8166 and let us talk about the impact that Simon T. Bailey's work has in your brilliance. So let me hear from you. Feel free to call at any time. God, they have adopted another man's vision or purpose as their personal standard for completion or comparison. Trapped by the expectations of others, they live to please everyone except God. Be careful not to confuse right with good. Famous, big, easy, acceptable, or popular. Your only responsibility is to respond to God's purpose for your life. Your only measure of success is to find your purpose for your life, and to do it living with purpose is the difference between being busy and being effective. Don't let the tragedy of faithfulness go to the wrong thing. Waste your life. Refuse to allow activity without progress to dominate your existence. Purpose protects you from doing good at the expense of doing right. Jesus is the perfect example, and the ultimate is displayed of an individual who knew and understood the nature of success. Because he knew his purpose, he was protected with the opinions of others and the distraction of doing good. Many times, he expressed his understanding of his purpose in words like, "For this cause come I into the world," or "For this reason was the Son of Man manifested." His awareness of his purpose not only protected him from distracting activity, it also served as the reference point from which he made his decision and measured his success. At the completion of this assignment, he would declare, "It's finished," until you are able to say these words with assurance, your life will never be fulfilled and you will live another person's life. You must discover your purpose. I know deep inside you there is a cry and an agreement that confirms the life, confirms the truth that you were born for a purpose. You can feel the desire to reach for something greater than just making a living. I know you are tired of the rat race, trying to keep up with everyone, attempting to live up to their expectation. You despise the job you go to every day, and the ministry has become the source of frustration. Not even the presence of the Holy Spirit fills the emptiness inside. Perhaps you have never made a spiritual commitment to your Creator through Jesus Christ, and you are living a life of frustration. Perhaps all your accomplishments and achievements have brought you more frustration and disillusionment than joy. Maybe you have succeeded in fooling everyone that you are a success by meeting their expectation, but deep inside you have failed to be true to your inner dreams. You have made everyone happy except you. It is nightmarish existence describing your life. You have not yet discovered your purpose. I therefore urge you to make a quality decision today to submit your life to your Creator and manufacturer. Remember, nobody knows the purpose of a product except the one who made or created. You were created by God, the Creator, the Father, and only He knows the purpose for which He gave you birth. He knows His plans for your life and the reason He gave you breath. He wants you to be fulfilled. He is not asking you to be religious, not to reestablish a relationship with, only to reestablish a relationship with Him that can give you the resource to move from emptiness to personal satisfaction. Only then can you resume your purpose in life and find the personal and corporate fulfillment you desire. If you wish to surrender your life to Him, I encourage you to pray the following from your heart. Dear God, dear Father God, Creator and manufacturer of my life, I am aware that you have created me for a specific purpose and designed me to fulfill that intent. I am aware that we as men have fallen away from you by your disobedience and have thus lost a sense of our purpose in life. I am also aware that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to restore us to you so that we can once again discover our reason for being. I therefore ask you, in the name of Jesus, to cleanse my life and send the Holy Spirit into my heart right now to reveal to me your purpose for my life. I also submit to Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior and commit myself to finishing the assignment you have for me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And if you want a copy of this prayer, just send me a message through the radio site and I will get you a copy of it. If you have prayed this prayer, know that it will be answered in your life. It's not about becoming religious. You don't have to be a theologian. You just need to open your heart and be willing. And the Holy Spirit will do a work in you. May God bless and enrich your life as you begin your journey and discover the completeness of your purpose. I want to go ahead and you remember in the first segment, Simon reassured us the importance of thinking globally. And after we think globally, then we can narrow it down and come back to thinking in our own backyard, or at our own zip code, as he puts it. And there is some writing here from Dr. Monroe about message to the third world. A word to the third world. Purpose allows you to be yourself. Most of the world's people in every nation, culture, socioeconomic condition, and political situation are enduring lives that are daily drudgery. Even in the highly developed industrialized states, their wealth and influence are easily accessible. Millions experience depression, despair, anxiety, and emptiness. They have come to realize that possession, fame, status, and power can never be submitted by a personal sense of purpose and significance. The truth is especially important for those who live in the nations known as third world countries. Many underdeveloped, and now developing countries are victims of oppression, subjugation, and colonization. Welcome, guest 4451, to the chat. You can catch on the archives our first segment with Simon T. Bailey. If you're familiar with Simon's work, I would like for you to call the show 646-915-8166 and tell me the impact that Simon T. Bailey's work has on your life. As you know, Simon was on in the first segment from 10 until 11. So you can catch that there. If you, guest 4451, are familiar with Simon's work and are someone who uses his work, I want for you to call into the show and let us hear from you. They were rate of dignity, self-worth, and a sense of well-being. Most do not have access to the material possessions that the industrialized cultures use as the standard of wealth and success. This further compounds the frustration and despair among these people. As a result, many third world people, include those in the United States, Canada, and England and other industrialized states believe that their personal fulfillment, success, and happiness are determined by their achieving the standard of success and status established by their oppressor, thus further result in a poor self-concept and negative attitude toward themselves. If you believe that others hold the key to your success and fulfillment, then you will find you will live to please them and to fulfill their expectations. You will also rely on their affirmation, approval, and acceptance to measure the value of your life. This is a great tragedy because it places your self-worth at the mercy of others. This standard of measuring success is the source of much third world frustration. As a nation, it is difficult to break the sophisticated patterns of colonization and oppression, and millions of individuals live in a cycle of aimlessness, depression, and poverty. This striving to innate the industrialized world's patterns for success also breeds distrust and causes infighting among members of the same ethnic and socioeconomic strata, as each content for advancement and the controlled and material resource that promised them the fulfillment of their desires. Thus, success trap will not bring true fulfillment or freedom, but greater bondage. True freedom and fulfillment are possible only as you discover and understand your personal purpose. When you come to the realization that each person in the world has been created and designed for a specific and unique purpose, and that no one can be substituted for another, you are free from the jealousy and the envy that fuel your despair, attempts to gain recognition at the expense of others. You must accept the fact that there is something you were born to do that no one else can do with your particular satisfaction and expertise. This assignment is God's purpose for your life because He promises that this purpose will prevail. You and your nation do not need to compromise or sacrifice your values, convictions, morals, or standards to achieve this vision. Your purpose in this vision, therefore, He will make the necessary provision for you to accomplish that vision. I therefore encourage you to declare independence from the expectation of the opinion of others, defy their standards of success, and refuse to imprison your identity within your lifestyle or the preferences of another. Decide today to be yourself so you can maximize your potential and fulfill your purpose. Remember, your purpose is that dream, vision, deep desire, or lifelong idea that you hunger to accomplish. Obey God and keep His commandments, please Him, and complete your assignment. Only then you will find true success, for the fulfillment of purpose is God's measure of success. Yes, again, if you are listening and you are someone that has been utilizing Simon T. Bailey's work, if you have used any of his products and services, I would like for you to call into the show 646-915 and share with us about the impact that his work has on you. You can catch the first segment on the archive with Simon T. Bailey, Releasing Your Brilliance, and he is the Brillionaire. He also asked us to go to his website and fill out the from his website, Simon T. Bailey, where you can become a member of the Brillionaire Club, where you can get connected to all other Brillionaires from there. And Simon mentioned that it is free to do. I am going to ask the guests in the chat room to go to the archive, and you can download that. Feel free to download this segment and send it to other people who you know that they are looking to release their brilliance. I want to encourage you to join me on Sunday at 7 p.m. when we will be dealing with a live segment of the show. On Sundays at 7 p.m., I do life issues, reinventing your life, overcoming adversity or any other empowering situation that you are encountering in your life. And if you are a listener and you have a story, email me through the radio site, and I give me a contact number, and I will be in touch with you so that we can get you on the show to tell your story and to share what has been happening with you. So again, I'm asking you, if you're listening or if you're in the chat room and you are someone who have been a follower of Simon T. Bailey, if you have worked with any of his products and it has helped you to release your brilliance, I would love to hear from you and to see what you have been doing with the work and what it has been doing for you. So again, I want you to remember to mark the show favorite and to join and become a friend. I am on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I encourage you that you join forces with me and for all the my 30-something thousand followers that I have here on the show. I love and appreciate you for over the 1 million listeners. I thank you for your support. And go to the show and leave some comments and remarks about what the show has done for you in your life. And let me hear from you too, because it is encouraging to hear. And if there's any particular guests or stories that you would like to hear on the show, let me hear from you, and we can make that happen and invite those people to come into your life. So again, the number is 646-915. 8166. If you are someone that have been working with Simon T. Bailey's products or services, and it has helped you to release your brilliance, please let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. And I am going to insert a song here. I just love this song. It's from Bethany Schmid, and it is More. And I think it is fitting for today's, to play it for today's segment, because we need more of all the things that Simon mentioned this morning. We need more belief in ourselves. We need more understanding of our purpose and our calling. And we need more of why God created us. So I just want to play a little of this and see if anybody will call in to tell me about the impact that Simon's work has on their lives. So here is More from Bethany Schmidt. Okay, I just wanted to play a part of you. You heard part of that song for you. You heard Simon mention about how important it is, the habits that we develop. And if you are not into meditation and you're not into prayer, you know, just pray some praise music and to just attune your mind to that. I want to just to share with you from Success Secret from the Three Little Pigs. And I want to give you brick building blocks to success and happiness. Number one is how you think is critical to your success. So be confident. Having clear define goals and dreams. You need to be specific. You need to develop courage and fortitude. Don't sit around and think about other people's approval, but instead, you know to release your brilliance. You need to educate yourself. You heard Simon talk about upgrading your verbal software, you know, and so be competent. Number five, be committed and consistent. Know that life is a voyage. Set your sail for traveling the distance. Never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never quit. Analyze details. Gather facts. Do not leave any stones unturned. So don't take anything for granted. You know, don't take anything for granted. Plan your time and money. Do not be easily distracted. Do not settle for mediocrity or failure. Be creative. Be confident. Be a leader, not a follower. Be you, authentic and unique. Number nine, effective communication is essential to effective leadership. Listen and inspire the people around you. Accountability, number 10. Everything starts and ends with you. If you fail to develop your character, you will discover that you are your greatest obstacle and steps. I thought so that if you do that, then you won't have to concentrate on effective communication and all of that because you would have had it down pat. So again, be confident, be clear and defined, be specific in your goal, be competent. You need to commit to what you're doing and be consistent with it. You need to analyze detail and gather the facts. Do not leave any stones unturned. You need to plan your time and your money. Do not be easily distracted. Do not settle for mediocrity or failure. Be creative. Be different. Be a leader, not a follower. Be you. Effective communication is essential to effective leadership. Listen and inspire the people around you. Know that accountability. Everything starts and ends with you. It is your responsibility. If you fail to develop your character, you will discover that you are your greatest obstacle in life. So remember, you know, you can no longer go around blaming everyone else for what has not happened to you. Because the buck stops here, as you oftentimes hear people say. The buck stops with you. And that is indeed the truth, the fact. So I thank those of you who joined us and listened live. And for those of you who listened in the chat room, I will see you again on Sunday when we will have a panel of distinguished gentlemen, seven distinguished gentlemen, and they are friends of the late Professor Clive Nicholas Brown, and they all have been friends for over 40 years. And I know we can learn a thing or two from them about relationships and what we can do now about the relationships, especially how we are all looking to release our brilliance. I want to thank you again for joining us. I look forward to seeing you again on other segments. Remember to please mark my show favorite and share the link with everyone. Know that you have what it takes to release your brilliance in order to follow your destiny. Stay blessed.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?